Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish the contrasting imagery to paint the emotions in parting as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 177, penned by an anonymous poet. The verse is set in the Pali landscape or drylands and speaks in the voice of the lady to the confidant, expressing her discovery of the man's intention to part away. பரந்து படு கூர்யரி காணும் நைப்ப மரம் தீயுற்ற மகிழ்தலையம் காட்டு ஒதுக்கு அரு மெஞ்சுரம் இறந்தனர் மற்று அவர் குறிப்பின் கண்டிசின் யானே நெறிபட வேலும் இலங்கு இலை துடைப்ப பலகையும் பீலி சூட்டி மணி அணிபவ்வே பண்டினும் நனிபல அழிப்ப இனியே வந்தன்று போலும் தோழி நொந்து நொந்து எழுது எழில் உன்கண் பாவை அழிதரு வெள்ளம் நீந்தும் நாளே. The poem opens evoking the image of a wildfire with the words parandu padu koor yeri, meaning spreading wide and burning high. The connected phrase magildalayam kaattu talks about a forest shorn of its joy, expressing the ruin of trees with poetic glory. Kuripin Kandisin talks about the intricate technique of seeing through another's gestures and expressions without any words whatsoever. Observing Palagai immediately brought forth the image of a carpenter's plank, the current day meaning of the word. However, here it turns out to be something like a soldier's shield, and these shields are being decorated with peacock feathers and bells, as the phrase Peeli Sooti Mani Anipave informs us. Shields with feathers, does that ring a bell? Let's explore that a little later. The word nondu means to suffer, and it occurs in the rhythmic phrase nondu nondu, resounding with the pain of the lady's suffering. The man and lady had been leading a happy married life when the lady found herself worried about something that was about to happen. She turns to her confidant and says, "As the raging fire sets the trees aflame, the forest is shorn of all happiness. To the difficult path through such a forest in the hot dry lands, my man has decided to leave. I have discovered this seeing his actions, for he is occupied with wiping the leaf-like ends of his spear and with tying peacock feathers and bells to his shield that he plans to take along through the dry lands path. Also, he showers love on me like never before. Looks like it has arrived, my friend, the day I suffer and suffer, making the pupils in my cold-streaked beautiful eyes swim in the ceaseless flood of tears." With these words, the lady expresses how she has discovered that the man intends to part away and confides her pain at the thought of that happening. Now to explore the images in this poem at a greater depth. The poem opens with the urgency of a forest fire. The flames soar to the skies and spread as far as the eyes extend. And the trees, unable to bear the assault, perish in the blaze. That determines the joyless fate of the forest, the lady says. She depicts this scene to say she surmises that the man intends to leave on a treacherous path through such a forest. And how does she know? Did the man tell her? Seems like no words are necessary between them. She has been observing his silent actions. He seems to be intent on cleaning the clover-shaped ends of his spear and also decorating his shield with peacock feathers and bells. As if these actions were not enough, the man also seems to be showering the lady with profuse love, much more than before, the lady adds. Seeing all this, she decides that the only reason is that the man has decided to part with her and journey through those burning dry lands. The lady concludes by saying, if this is so, the moment of ruin has arrived for her. The moment when she would find the pupils of her eyes swimming in an overwhelming flood of tears. The lady balances the flare in the beginning with the flood in the end, rendering it with the beauty of symmetry. Returning to that image of a shield decorated with feathers, I tried to search for instances of this in ancient Indian shields, but what I stumbled upon was another kind of Indian shield belonging to the Native Americans or Red Indians as they have been referred to. Intriguing that this nuanced element of Sangam life finds an echo 15,000 kilometers away in another ancient culture. We may not possess the eyes to accurately see the truth behind this connection, but we do have the hearts to see that in the end, no matter the color of the skin or the place of origin, we are all one. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.